What's the connection? Well, the connection, of course, is Chip Kelly. And nobody knows Chip Kelly more than our next guest on the phone, the author of The Tao of Chip. Mr. Mark Salvite joins us from the West Coast. And Mark, I know you're watching with keen interest as Chip Kelly stockpiles the ducks here in Philadelphia.
Absolutely, and I think these are smart picks. I mean, I think it's a mistake to say these are just ducks and he got them because he was comfortable. The way I look at it is the draft is all about who's got extra information, who's got inside information. And, you know, there's a window after a college coach comes to the pros. There's going to be some players he knows up close, people he's played against. We've seen Chip Kelly pick a lot of people who did well against the Ducks, as well as, obviously, people on your squad you know better than anybody.
Yeah.
Mark, you know, if there's one thing I think that Philadelphians would tell you that has surprised them about Chip Kelly, it's how flexible he is. A lot of people felt that Chip Kelly would come here and recreate the Oregon offense. And many people said right away, oh, well, Nick Foles is not a Chip Kelly type of quarterback. He can't play in the Chip Kelly system. Chip
right.
Kelly said from day one that the system is made to fit the personnel. Are you surprised that Nick has emerged to be really the cornerstone of Chip's offense?
No, not at all. And I think you hit the nail on the head. I have a whole chapter in my book talking about how I think Chip's method is you get the best players you can and then forget what your system was in the past. You rebuild it around those players because it doesn't matter theoretically what you could do if you had different people because that's not reality. So, you know, if you look at New Hampshire when he was the offensive coordinator, heavily passing attack. Comes to Oregon, heavily running attack. Now Philadelphia, it's a pretty 50-50 split. That all has to do with his personnel. He's not an ideologue, is the way I put it. He's not like, you know, I'm an air raid guy and I will run these plays. I don't care who I've got on the team. He's going to adapt to his players.
Mark, let's talk a little specifically about the Eagles' additions today. Josh Huff, wide receiver. Taylor Hart, defensive end. First Huff, I always kind of looked at him and thought he was a small bodied receiver. Not the case at all. Nearly 6 feet tall, 200 plus pounds.
And he plays bigger.
Yeah, what can you tell us about him?
Well, he's got a ton of heart. He's a very tough guy. And I think if you look at all of these picks, whether ex-Ducks or otherwise, toughness is one of the main through lines you see with all of these players. Josh Huff is a guy who always had tremendous abilities. He ran through some really rough family stuff. And, you know, everybody's got a rough family background, right? But I'm talking about mom's in jail and tried to hit him in the head with a 2x4. I mean, serious, you know. And it, honestly, I think it took him a while to work through it. There's an article floating around that was on the Oregonian that really goes in depth with that. But he worked through some stuff, and you saw him explode his senior year. Another thing I see in common with a lot of Chip's picks is a lot of upside. And with Josh Huff, that's what I see. He's always had the talent. He had to work through some stuff, which he's doing very well. He's always had the toughness. And now he's putting it all together. I see a ton of upside for him as a slot receiver in the NFL.
You think it's a slot receiver, Mark? Is he a move-around kind of receiver? Can he play outside?
Oh, no, he could definitely move around. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at the top cornerbacks in the NFL, I'm not sure if he can really keep up with them on the outside. But not every team has a top cornerback. So maybe not against Patrick Peterson, but, you know, against other teams, absolutely.
And then Taylor Hart, very productive, four-year starter, you know, hustler, tough guy, breaks his foot, comes back from that fifth-round draft pick.
Right.
Your thoughts on Taylor Hart?
Well, for one thing, he's a tremendous scheme fit. CBS.com called him the ideal two-gapping defensive end for a three-man front. So, you know, obviously Chip knows these guys well, was working on somewhat similar schemes at Oregon and knows exactly how they're going to fit in the situation. He's very good fit for the modern game. He's excellent at recognizing screens. He's very alert. Again, with the toughness, I think when you look at the Alamo Bowl against Texas, he had seven tackles against a very big offensive line and really showed off his two-gap technique there. And I think that was an eye-opener for people.
What about, do you anticipate that Chip will continue this, Mark, where he wants to be as familiar as possible. Former players, players who've done well against him. This certainly a coach who goes to many, many pro days, who really, really is looking to accumulate as much information and in every phase of the football operations as he can.
Absolutely. And I think one thing about Chip is that he appreciates the advantage of directly observing someone, of having a direct experience over reading scouting reports, over reading statistics. Even in Ed Reynolds at Stanford, Chip knew him a bit from playing against him, but reports are that Zach Ertz gave him a scouting report. You know, they played against each other in practice a lot, and that Zach Ertz was saying, this guy's really good, grab him. And I think Chip values that one-on-one. You know, there's things, you read something, you're getting a distillation of facts. But when you watch somebody and you experience them, you see a lot of other stuff that isn't always captured in words.
You know, some NFL traditionalists said, look out, when Chip came to the NFL, that it's going to take him a long time to adjust, that he is a college coach and this is a different game. Well, it seems to us like this transition was almost seamless because he came in and he took a team that was 4-12 and took it to first in the NFC East. Did that kind of dramatic adaption surprise you?
Well, you know, when last summer I predicted it might take Chip half a year to adapt to the NFL. And I think if you look back at the Eagles' results, they were a little spotty in the first six or seven games. And I think it's fair to say it took him a little while to get his feet under him. He made some questionable clock management choices, and he was getting to know his players. He's getting just the speed of the game and the quality of the people. You can watch it on TV, but until you're coaching against it, you just have to go through it. So I think it's fair to say it took him half a year to get control of the team, but he learns at an awfully quick rate, and you got to be excited going forward.
Hey, Mark, the NFL's been watching Chip for a year. They're getting their defenses ready for the no huddle, for the up tempo. They're getting their defenses ready for what they saw on film from him last year. So how does Chip counter that? What is his MO when it comes to tweaking the offensive scheme?
Well, there's two things. It's like we spoke earlier. He's not an ideologue about running certain plays, so he's happy to try something different if it's going to work better. But the other thing is he's a big believer in performance. I mean, sometimes you see the play coming and you still can't stop it. You might know that a player is going to run here, but your guy has to run there faster. It doesn't do you any good. And then when you get so many of these plays where the offense has options, all you're hoping to do is freeze the defender for a split second while he's trying to decide which option you're going to take. Your guy knows where he's going, so you've got the advantage there. And I think at a certain point, it just boils down to performance. And Chip, that's why Chip emphasizes heavy practice and very athletic players who are just going to get there faster.
Well, very good stuff. Mark Salvin, I think it's time for you to establish a secondary residence in Philadelphia because...
I would love to. I've got a lot of friends there. And, play for my plane ticket. I'll come out anytime.
Hey, man. Thank Mark Salvin, the Dow of Chip. We need a follow-up to this. We need a second printing and some amendments here because...
Well, I'm actually working on a new book that hopefully will be out in August. I'm going to come out and hopefully have Chip Kelly's Total Pressure Football title for my next book.
I love it. We'll stop by. We'll make sure we have a good time again.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Mark Salvin, thank you very much. The Dow of Chip here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.